Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Jane Austen. Now Jane Austen requires no introduction. Her novels, though written, you know, almost more than 200 years ago, are still read in almost every part of the world. Okay? At university level, more often than not, you'll find the novel Pride and Prejudice prescribed in university syllabus. Now let me begin with the famous quotation from Pride and Prejudice. This is the first line, okay, of the novel. Quote, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." Unquote. Okay? This is the first line of the novel, Pride and Prejudice. Okay? Let me repeat this. "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." Now, those of you who have read this novel will acknowledge that this is an ironic statement, because in this novel, most of the characters, most of the women are after a single man in possession of a good fortune rather than the other way around. Okay? So it is a kind of ironic statement. Now after that, let me tell you another very famous quotation. Quote, "Happiness in marriage is entirely a matter of chance." Okay? Happiness in marriage is entirely a matter of chance. This is also from the same novel, Pride and Prejudice. Then let me tell you another quotation from the novel Mansfield Park. Okay, this is on marriage. Quote, "Marriage is indeed a maneuvering business." Unquote. Okay, marriage is indeed a maneuvering business. Now let me tell you one more quote. This is from the novel Northanger Abbey. Okay, quote, "No man is offended by another man's admiration of the woman he loves. It is the woman only who can make it a torment." Unquote. Okay, no man is offended by another man's admiration of the woman he loves. It is the woman only who can make it a torment. Unquote. So these are very self-explanatory quotes. Okay, after reading these quotations or listening to these quotations, we can easily identify and relate to these quotations. We know how true these quotations are. So this is the beauty of the works of Jane Austen. Okay, now the dates of Jane Austen are from 1775 to 1817. Okay, 1775 to 1817. Now she was an English writer, in particular a novelist, who gave the English novel its distinctly modern character, okay, through her treatment of ordinary people. Okay, now in her writings you'll find social satire, you'll find wit and irony, and in particular in the novel Pride and Prejudice we find that. Okay, there is also focus on ordinary life, as I said. Along with that, realism is also there, and in most of her novels you'll find themes of love, marriage and social class. Okay, so these are the things that you'll find in her novels. And in her lifetime she published 4 novels: Sense and Sensibility, afterwards Pride and Prejudice, then Mansfield Park, and finally Emma. Okay, and posthumously 2 more novels were published. One was titled Northanger Abbey. Okay, Northanger Abbey, and the second one was called Persuasion. Okay, Persuasion. So exam ke point of view se aap ye yaad rakhna that these 2 novels, Northanger Abbey and Persuasion, were published after she died. Okay? Then a very short epistolary novel was also published. Okay? That was titled Lady Susan. Okay? Lady Susan. S-U-S-A-N. Susan. Then there was also an unfinished work called The Watsons. Okay? The Watsons. Now ye sab main kyun bata raha hun aapko? Because these are the areas from where examiners frame questions. They can just give you some detail about an author, or maybe the works which that author may have written, and then they can ask you who has written this work, this unfinished work. Okay? Uske baad ek aur fact aapko yaad rakhna chahiye, that Northanger Abbey is a kind of gothic novel. Okay? Satire of a gothic novel. So a kind of parody. Okay? A parody of a gothic novel. And the name of the protagonist of this novel is Catherine Morland. M-O-R-L-A-N-D. Catherine Morland. Okay? Now, after that, another fact you should be aware of is there are many films or movies that have been made on the novels of Jane Austen. Okay? Sometimes in exams, they also ask this. So, at least know the names of the most famous movies. For instance, there is a movie called Pride and Prejudice. Naam hi hai, okay? It came in the 1940s. After that, there is a movie called Sense and Sensibility. ठीक है, तो डायरेक्ट नाम पे ही बना हुआ है, नॉवल के नाम पे ही मूवी का नाम भी है. दिस केम आउट इन 1995. ठीक है, एंड देन इन द ईयर 2016 अ मूवी कॉल्ड लव एंड फ्रेंडशिप केम आउट. ठीक है, लव एंड फ्रेंडशिप, एंड दिस मूवी इज बेस्ड ऑन द नॉवल लेडी सूजन. ठीक है, जिसके बारे में मैंने आपको बताया, लेडी सूजन, एस यू एस ए एन, सूजन. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important characters of the novels of Jane Austen. ठीक है, इन पर्टिकुलर द हीरोइंस, ठीक है. आफ्टर दैट नॉर्थैंगर एबी, ठीक है, दैट इज अ पैरोडी ऑफ अ गॉथिक नॉवल. नाउ आफ्टर दैट यू शुड बी अवेयर ऑफ द ब्रॉड स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ द नॉवल्स ऑफ जेन ऑस्टिन, बिकॉज एनी वेज दे आर नॉट मेनी. ठीक है, वन इज प्राइड एंड प्रेजुडिस, वी ऑल नो दैट इट इज अबाउट द रोमांटिक मिस एडवेंचर्स ऑफ एलिजाबेथ बेनेट एंड द प्राउड मिस्टर डार्सी. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट वी हैव सेंस एंड सेंसिबिलिटी. नाउ दैट नॉवल एक्सप्लोर्स द टेम्परमेंट्स ऑफ the contrasting temperaments of the two sisters, Eleanor and Marianne. ठीक है, now one sister represents sense or reason and the other sister represents sensibility or emotion. ठीक है, after that Mansfield Park. ठीक है, this is about Fanny Price, the who is the heroine, and this novel examines the themes of morality as well as social structures. after that Emma. ठीक है, now Emma is a comedy of manners. ठीक है, तो आपको पता होना चाहिए दैट व्हाट इज अ कॉमेडी ऑफ मैनर्स, एंड दिस इज अबाउट द हीरोइन एमा वुडहाउस. ठीक है, एमा वुडहाउस. सो इन अ वे वी कैन ऑल्सो से दैट द नॉवल्स ऑफ जेन ऑस्टिन आर नॉवल ऑफ मैनर्स. ठीक है, नॉवल ऑफ मैनर्स हैं ये. एंड एज अ डेफिनेशन, व्हाट इज अ नॉवल ऑफ मैनर्स? इट इज अ काइंड ऑफ फिक्शन दैट रिक्रिएट्स अ सोशल वर्ल्ड. ठीक है, एंड इन पर्टिकुलर इट विल डिटेल आउट द कस्टम्स, वैल्यूज, ट्रेडिशंस ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर कम्युनिटी और सोसाइटी. ठीक है, एंड अदर राइटर्स whose works can also be classified as novel of manners or who have wrote novel of manners are the famous writer Henry James. ठीक है, then in the modern times we have Evelyn Waugh. ठीक है, EVELYN, Evelyn Waugh, WAUGH. ठीक है, and then we have the famous French writer Balzac. He talks about Parisian life or the life at France, in particular Paris. ठीक है, so इन सब चीजों पे आप ध्यान रखना, because all of these things are important from an exam point of view.